Welcome to The Sequester.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and the dreaded sequester is finally here. Now, we've talked on this show about the effects it'll have on the Pentagon, which is facing a $50 billion budget cut. So what does that mean for the economy in places that depend on defense spending? Adam Allington reports from St. Louis Public Radio.
Defense is big business in St. Louis. Under the sequester, many of the 5,000 civilians working at nearby Scott Air Force Base are facing one day of unpaid leave every week. But is a 20% pay cut for a few thousand people really going to hurt consumer spending in a region of 2.8 million? Glenn McDonald is a professor of economics at Washington University.
I'd say the effect is likely to be fairly minimal.
McDonald says those 9% cuts at the Pentagon aren't really cuts at all. Rather, it's just curbing increases. Defense contractor Boeing is the second largest employer in the region, with a workforce of 15,000 people. But it's likely to be buffered from the immediate impacts of the sequester. Roman Schweitzer is a senior defense policy analyst at Guggenheim Securities. He says defense contracts are typically multi-year arrangements.
So the brunt of that 9% cut would be spread over the course of, anywhere from 1 to 3 to 5 years.
Which leaves plenty of time for Congress to reverse course, take money out of butter, and put it back in guns. In St. Louis, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.